The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Daily World Cup Podcast. Alex Dunn here, Ray Druitt on the phone to look ahead to Sunday's games. Holland against Mexico and Costa Rica against Greece, the two that we'll be looking at today in the last 16. But they'll have to go some way to top in yesterday's games. An absolute feast of action on Saturday. Brazil beating Chile on penalties and Colombia pretty comfortably overcoming Uruguay. This World Cup just gets better and better, doesn't it, Ray?
It's just the best World Cup without a doubt. It's unrivaled for me. We're at the age where maybe we might have seen a bit of 94. 98 was hyped up.
Speak for yourself, Ray. I was two in 94.
Well, I wasn't much. I was seven, but I certainly don't remember. But you've seen the highlights. You've watched the highlight reel. It was good. 98 was great. Mm. We had a lot of optimism going in as English. It still ended up pretty poor. 2002 was exciting, especially the Koreans and Japanese made it very exciting. That didn't quite turn out as well. Germany was okay. South Africa was absolutely dreadful.
Mm.
But Brazil, I mean, this has been it's nowhere near rival for me. I mean, without a doubt, it has been the best World Cup I've ever got to watch.
Yeah, I could not disagree with that. Yesterday, we saw Brazil-Chile. The first half of Brazil-Chile is possibly the most I've enjoyed any football game for a number of years.
It was just open, wasn't it? It was end-to-end. It was both sides looked... It's always nice when you get a football match when both sides play well and neither of them play poorly.
Mm.
And if you get that, which I think we got between Brazil and Chile yesterday. I mean, that's always a much better game than, a one-sided clash where someone really destroys someone. If you've got two teams that actually play well, I really enjoy that football match. And I think that's what we had yesterday, because Brazil had chances to win it, Chile had chances to win it, and the majority of them were not defensive lapses. They were actually good attacking forward play.
Hard not to feel sorry for Chile, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I was in William Hill Towers with Al Ross and Nick Walsh were ready, waiting to go on air. And when they hit the bar, I mean, it was wild. I mean, everyone, head in the hands. Sure, I saw a couple of people on the knees. I mean, it was such a shame for Chile. I think they deserved it. And they came so close.
Mm.
They came so close.
And that is the worry. I think now Brazil are over that. I think Brazil will beat Colombia. I think Chile would have posed more of a threat to Brazil than Colombia will. That's not saying Colombia are a bad side by any means, because they were very impressive last night, weren't they? Against, admittedly, a pretty weak Uruguay side.
Yeah, I think Colombia will pose more of a threat to Brazil than Chile did. I think obviously Chile have got a lot of energy and a lot of committed players, but I think with Colombia, they've got pace in Cuadrado that maybe Chile didn't have. He will give, whether he plays on the left or right, whichever fullback he plays against, they're in for an absolute terrible night. They will be ripped to pieces by Cuadrado. And then you've got Rodriguez, who we'll come on to in a second, who can do something out of nothing. And they genuinely have a forward, whoever they decide to play, who can be a threat, whether it's Martinez, Baca, or Ramos, or even Gutierrez. I mean, I think David Luiz and Thiago Silva have had it relatively easy so far in this tournament, coming up against a striker who can really give them a tough time. I mean, Sanchez tends to play out wide, of course, and off the striker. Vargas didn't have his strongest game yesterday. When they played Cameroon, so you can rule that one out. And when they played Mexico again, he's Peralta. He's not the strongest, and they didn't even have Mandzukic to come up against when they played Croatia. So I think the Luiz and Thiago Silva have probably got off lightly, but I don't think they will do against Colombia.
James Rodriguez's goal was beautiful. Discuss. Yes,
I think it's the best. It's the best we've seen this tournament. I know there are three which probably come close. Two which come close. There'll be Tim Cahill's volley against Holland, which was sublime. And then there will be Robin van Persie's header against the Spanish. But for me, I think it has to be Rodriguez. I mean, it was so easy for that ball to be scuffed, to be ballooned over, coming down off the first touch to bring it in, and then to adjust his body to hit the ball the way he did from the distance to beat the keeper. It's the best goal for me. The technique is unrivaled.
Yep, absolutely. Could not agree more. He's really lighting this tournament up, isn't he? He's now top goal scorer with 5 goals. I know a few players have a game in hand over him, if you like, but he seems to play with such ease. He seems to float around the pitch, doesn't he?
I think Thomas Muller won the Golden Boot last tournament with 5 goals and...
He did.
3 assists?
Yep.
This time round, Rodriguez has got 5 goals and 4 assists.
Already.
Quarter-final stage.
4 games in and he's already topped it. But I mean, you look at everybody else who's chasing him. There should have been so many goals in this World Cup that there's players who, let's say, have scored 3 goals and won't get close.
Yeah. Unless
they bag a brace in the next couple of rounds. You know, it really is. You can see the Golden Boot winner here ended up with 8 or 9, can't you, the way it's going?
Well, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it will be the most prolific tournament by far come the end of the tournament. I know we... Notoriously, when we get to knockout stages, the games become tighter, the goals stop flowing. But, well, obviously we had 2 in both of our games yesterday. And looking down the fixtures, there's only one where you think, this one could be very, very tight. And the others, you wouldn't be surprised if you're over in every single one.
Okay, well, that's a lovely link, Ray, into Sunday's games. We've got Holland against Mexico first. 5 o'clock kickoff for this one in Fortaleza. Holland are 21-20. The draw is 11-5, and Mexico are 14-5. They're the 90 minutes prices. To qualify, Holland are 1-2. Mexico are 6-4. Headline offers: Van Persie to score and Holland to win in 90 minutes, 5-2. Ian Robben to score and Holland to win in 90 minutes, 3-1. Uribe Peralta to score and Mexico to win in 90 minutes is 11-2. And we've got an RVP and Robin special as well. Van Persie and Robin to score, both to score that is, and Holland to win in 90 minutes at a huge 7-1. I think that this will be tighter than the betting suggests, Ray. Holland, at a shade of odds against, will be tempting some people. But... Mexico defensively have been superb so far in this tournament. I don't see any reason why that would change now.
No, I was on in play last night, and the majority of the correspondence we got, certainly after the Colombia game had kicked off, was all about how the Dutch are the best price, you know, on the console, and how they almost wiped the floor with Mexico here. And I think, as you can see, they are the best bet, most popular bet, currently on the William Hill website at 21-20. They topped the top bets of the day, and I can see the price, as you said, will attract many at 21-20. Certainly the way the Dutch have played, they've won the 3 opening group games, obviously one of only 4 sides to do that, is that right? 3? The Belgians, Germany,
Colombia
and Holland are the only sides to win all their group games.
No, because Germany drew with Ghana.
Oh, of course they did, yeah. Argentina, so it will be 4. You look at the Dutch in the World Cups, obviously they won their 3 group stages, and then you go back to 2010 when they reached the final. They won every single game there, bar the final. I mean, they took Spain to extra time in the final. So you can say they're unbeaten in the last 10 World Cup games. So they are you know, kind of showing some strong World Cup form. And as we know about Mexico, it's been well documented that they always get out of the group, or they always get knocked out as soon as they get out of the group. They got beaten by Argentina in 2010, Argentina in 2006. USA in 2002 and Germany in 98. So this is when it tends to come to an end for Mexico. So everything kind of does point to a Dutch win. But the Mexicans have really impressed me this tournament. The defensive unit, the work rate. We spoke about Chile yesterday, how they all work for the team and how every player puts in 100%. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's one of the reasons why Xavier Hernandez has been dropped, because he's not the most mobile, is he? He doesn't really put in as much effort as perhaps others do. And maybe these have left decent players behind as well. Carlos Vela, remember, didn't get selected for this one. He did a great season for Sociedad, so much so that there was rumours that he might be going back to Arsenal. I mean, you know, this is a guy who's been very, very impressive. He would have made them stronger in my eyes as a player. But if they didn't think he was going to work in their system, then that would probably why they've dropped him. I think the Mexicans, as you think, can cause a bit of an upset here and certainly take it to extra time at least.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think the draw is a huge play at 11-5. I honestly wouldn't know which way it would go if it did go to extra time. I don't really have a strong view on that. I've got to say, 5-1 that the game goes to penalties is slightly appealing. I think of all of the games in the last 16, this is the one that I'd say, you know, I can really see that one going the distance. There's a few bets that also tempt me. Robin van Persie anytime is 5-4. Van Persie just got 2 or more is 9-1. That could be a colossal price. But at the same time, we have said that Mexico have been solid at the back. There's a whole host of markets that you can get stuck into here. And because Holland are still odds against, you know, and Mexico are such a big price anyway, you're going to find value whatever you fancy here. What do you make as the best bets in this one, Ray?
Well, I think Mexico to qualify at 6-4 is probably a bit too big. We expect it to go to extra time. We expect it to be tight. Once we do enter added on time and extra time, then I wouldn't be surprised if Mexico keep it that way, and we'll try and hit the Dutch on the counter attack. I've been looking at the Dutch back line, which I've been banging on about a while now. Cillessen, the keeper, 9 caps. Vlaar as the most experienced defender with 27 caps. It's a very, very young side. You look at the midfield, except Schneider, who's got 102 caps, and De Jong, who's got 74. The other guys, Leroy Fair, 7, I think he's injured anyway, but Jonathan de Guzman, is he really good enough to be in there? He's got 12 caps.
I asked that question before. I think he's a fine player and a very good Premiership player, but would you expect him to be, you know, one of Holland's key players in a World Cup season? Not for me, anyway.
No, I would agree with you wholeheartedly there. And going forward, I mean, you can't question the Dutch. You know, Van Persie, 46 goals in 87 games. Robin, 26 in 78. I think Robin's probably playing some of the best football of his career over the last 2 years. I know a lot of people don't like him because he goes to the floor easily, but he's brilliant. So going forward, they are a threat, but defensively, they look so weak. Against Australia, they seem to let so many chances in. This is an Australia side that, you know, are not very good, deemed one of the worst sides in this tournament, pre-tournament. So I think the Mexicans can get something. I think the both teams to score at 4-5 is probably too big. And although I do expect Mexico to try and keep it tight, they can score goals. They nearly scored, well, officially against Cameroon, but they're 2 wrongly ruled out for offside, so they would have had 3 there. They were involved in a 3-1 with Croatia. So you look at the overs. Over 2.5 is even money. That landed in two of the 3 Dutch group games. It was only Chile that was 2-0. Sorry. So that's a bit of value. Goal scorer wise, I struggle to pick anyone out of the Mexican lineup, if I'm being completely honest, because I don't rate Mexico as an attacking force. I rate them really as that someone will score for them. I'm just not really sure who it is. You can't really pin anyone down. So I would be agreeing with you here that the likes of Van Persie at 5-4 any time and Robin at 7-5 any time are probably the goal scorer bets to look at.
Okay, we do need to move on. So best bet in this game, Ray?
I'm going to stick my neck out and say Mexico qualify at 6-4.
Okay. Mexico to qualify at 6-4. I'm interested in that game to go to penalties at 5-1. I really think that this could be one that goes the distance. So, okay, the second game comes from Recife, Costa Rica against Greece. I don't think anybody thought that this would be a last 16 game in this World Cup, but there you go. Costa Rica are 6-4. The draw is 2-1. Greece are 2-1. To qualify, Costa Rica are 4-5, Greece are 10-11. Headline offers Joel Campbell to score and Costa Rica to win in 90 minutes at 9-2. Georgios Samaras to score and Greece to win in 90 minutes is 6-1. This game probably appeals a little bit less as a betting medium, Ray. Clearly, goals I don't think will be the order of the day when you consider under 2.5 is 4-11.
Yeah.
Whatever you think, surely backing over 2.5 at 2-1 is going to be, a potentially attractive proposition for some people here. I know you've got, again, that is likely to be unders, but you couldn't back under 2.5 at 4-11, could you?
No, definitely not. I would be backing the overs at that price. All it takes is an early goal to open up. Certainly, if Costa Rica get the goal, then it will be the only game so far we've seen where Greece have conceded an early goal was against Colombia in the opening group stage, and that ended 3-0. And the only reason that ended 3-0 is because they conceded after 5 minutes. If they didn't concede, then that game would have been a lot tighter. But because they conceded, they realised they had to go get something from the game, and they started to push forward and left gaps open. So if Costa Rica can get an early goal, then you wouldn't rule out getting the overs. And at 2-1, I'd like to be, if we can get a goal before 30 minutes, I'd like to be on the end of that 2-1 on over 2.5 goals. I mean, Costa Rica ripped Uruguay apart. While I do think that was a tactical error on behalf of Uruguay, they still managed to create chances and put the ball in the back of the net. They had a couple of chances against Italy. And if I'm being completely honest, I didn't watch a minute of the England game because I was watching the Italy-Uruguay game. But again, I know they rested players, Costa Rica. Costa Rica themselves will be absolutely delighted. In fact, I know they're absolutely delighted with the fact they get to play Greece in this game because, well, Greece are pretty poor. 6-4 that Costa Rica win this match is huge for me. And the 4-5 on Costa Rica to qualify, again, I think that's one of the best bets. I just cannot see how Greece. Yeah, I know you're a fan of the Greeks, but at some point for me, they have to go and attack a game. They have to try and break down the opposition. And well, they've proven that they can win a trophy like this. Obviously, they won the Euros in 2004 by just being a boring defensive side. But I think certainly in this World Cup, where there's been so many goals and so many attacking teams, I think there's arguably only Iran and Greece, who have shown no intent on going down and breaking teams down. I think there's no surprise that Iran went out. Obviously, they were in a very, very, very tough group. But I think any side that doesn't go out and attack will soon have their days numbered in this competition.
Mm. I can completely see where you're coming from when you say that. But I just think, how often have you seen Greece just nick that 1-0? They won Euro 2004 basically doing that. They did it very, very well in terms of getting out of their group in the final game. That it was a bit of a smash and grab, if you like, but they did it. I just think I don't particularly like the side, but that doesn't mean that you can't make money from them. I think, as well, Costa Rica have been playing without any pressure whatsoever. They came up against Uruguay, there was no expectation, they won. They came up against Italy, there still wasn't any expectation, I don't think. And they came up against a poor Italy side and got the job done. Against England, I think there was not expectation because the game didn't matter, and I know they rested a few players. But there was the first time we thought, you know what, Costa Rica might win this. And I wasn't impressed by them, to be honest. I think that Greece, as a defensive unit, will be able to shut Costa Rica out to an extent. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if Greece qualified. They're 10-11 to do so. I wouldn't back Greece to win the match at 2-1. This is another game that, if it went the distance, it wouldn't surprise me. Again, it's 5-1 to go to penalties.
Yeah.
But I'd be backing Greece 1-0 at 7-1. And I'd be backing Greece to win 1-0 with Georgios Samaras to score, 35-1. I just think it's too big because it just, if Greece are going to win, that is what's going to happen. Would you agree with that to an extent?
Oh yeah, if Greece are to scrape this, then yeah, it will be 1-0. Greece generally don't score, obviously, in World Cups. I think they've scored in two of the last nine World Cup matches, I think.
Yeah.
But every time they do, they got two against Ivory Coast on Tuesday, and then they got two against Nigeria back in 2010. But every other game they've played, they failed to score. So it's almost as if when Greece get one, you know, they get two. Looking back at the Euros, as you mentioned, they won every single. They won the last three games in that competition. They won them 1-0. They beat France, Czech Republic, and Portugal, all 1-0. But yeah, I can see where you, I think if they are to win it, then that 7-1 on the Greece 1-0 is the only bet you can have. I wouldn't have them at the 2-1 because the only way they can win this game is with the 1-0. So I agree with the logic. I just can't see how they can pull off another one of these miracles.
Okay, the 0-0 draw 11-2 would also appeal because this is a game I personally could see going to extra time. So
yeah, definitely. So I would be taking the 4-5 and Costa Rica to qualify rather than the 6-4 that they win the match.
Yeah,
because again, I can see it being tight. I can see them trying to nick the 1-0. And in most of the games I've seen them, they've shown very little ambition except for like the last 20 minutes. That was certainly the case against Japan. But I know Kostas Mitroglou limped off in the Japan game. I wouldn't be surprised if he's probably out of the tournament. I don't know if it's official if he is yet. But without him, I mean, Samaras offers you a work rate, but I mean, he's the kind of guy, maybe you'll need two or three chances to falter before he takes one.
I don't mind Salpingidis either. He's okay. He's not a world beater by any means, but I think if he gets a chance, he's, you know, he may well take it. But I see why you're not a fan of the Greeks. I can completely say that. I just think Costa Rica coming into this one under a bit more pressure. I think they'll try and be a bit more expressive, and I just think Greece will bore them out, really. But look, we're all about opinions here, aren't we? You know, you've got one, I've got one. We'll see who's right. What's your best bet in this game, Ray?
It will be for Costa Rica to qualify at 4-5, and I wouldn't put anyone off Costa Rica to win 2-0 at 5-2.
Okay. I'll probably go with Greece 1-0 at 7-1, but Greece to qualify at 10-11 is okay, and that Samaras 1-0 at 35-1 is screaming out to me. Put 50 pence on me, so I might just do that. What is, in fact, I'll just go through, we've got a few specials on the, if you just click on the World Cup tab on the website, all four teams to score today at 7-2. I'm going to say that's not a great bet as far as I'm concerned because of Costa Rica Greece. Would you agree with that?
I would completely agree with that.
Okay, seven or more goals across the two matches at 4-1. I think that's potentially one of the worst bets that we've ever had on our website. What do you think?
I would agree with that, seeing as you're probably going to need six in the Holland-Mexico game to be in the running with that one.
And Van Persie and Campbell both to score at 7-1. That makes more appeal.
Yes, that is the only one there that you'll be moderately excited about.
Okay. Best bet of the day for you then, Ray?
I think it will be Costa Rica to qualify at 4-5.
Okay. Costa Rica to qualify at 4-5. I'll take one with Greece to qualify at 10-11. The European podcast duo arguing once again. Lovely stuff. Thank you, Ray. Cheers for your time. Enjoy Holland-Mexico. I think that everyone will enjoy that. I'm not so sure everyone will enjoy Costa Rica-Greece, but hopefully at least one of us can make some money out of it. So thanks, Ray, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, cheers, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.